right, today's daf Samach Vav. Shabbos is daf. We're going to pick it back up on Samach Ham with Bays. I'm going to back it up a little earlier to before I stopped yesterday at the two dots, 11 lines from the bottom. Okay, the Brais had said, Mocher loy bayis, or Mocher loy soda, but Omer loy, and the Mocher tells the lekech, l'kishiyu li mois hechzirim li. Whenever I get the money to buy back the property, you got to give it back to me. That's like the Tanai he's telling him. But what he's essentially doing is he's making this thing into a chayv, because as soon as he gets the money together, he wants this thing back. Because it's going to happen that if this property goes back, it'll turn out there was never really a sale, and therefore the use all that time of the field will blib ribis. But let's say the meicher didn't demand this. Let's say the lekech actually spoke up. Let's say that's what the lekech offered. Then it's going to be mutter. So Mantana, who's the author of this price? So I'm Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, Delaik, Rabbi Huda. Like we said at the end of yesterday's daf, it can't be Rabbi Huda. Dear Rabbi Huda, Omer Tzadecha Baribis is mutter. According to Rabbi Huda, if there's a scenario that there won't be ribis, it's contingent on something that you can control, as Tysus had spoken out a couple of lot ago, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold that's not going to be usur al tribis. Okay, but we made a distinction between whether the meicher makes such a demand or the lekech first offers it. So meishna reisha, meishna seifa. So amar rava, seifa, to amar le, midaite. In the second case, when the lekech is the one who offered it, he's not doing it as a vadai, like this is the deal. He's saying midaite, which means to say, like, I'll consider it. I'm leaving the door open to give you back your field. So that lack of commitment makes it mutter. Hu gavre dezavin le ara lechavre shalei ba'achrayas. A guy sold a piece of land, but he didn't want to have any achrayas on there. So the lekech is taking more of a risk in case there's lekuches we're going to come to collect. Chazi dehavi ko'atziv. The meicher saw the lekech was not tzefriden. He was unhappy. So amar lei, before they finish the deal, the meicher says to the lekech, amayatzivas, why are you so upset? E tarfu lach minach. If anybody, like any of the guys who I owe money to, come and take it from you, don't worry. Magbina lach shufra. I will compensate you with the best stuff. I'll take care of you. Shvacha uperi. And I'll give you whatever shvach and peris that you lose out on the deal. Don't worry. I will take care of you. You can count on me. So Maram Meimer, in such a case, moving over to Amud Aleph, pitumi mili balmahu. The meicher is just trying to sweeten the deal over here and saying a nice thing, but he's not really committing himself. And therefore, it's not binding bechlal. Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimer, time am I. Why are you saying it's not binding? Why is it not going to be mechayev the meicher? Because kiven de lekeach boy lasnuye, since it's really necessary for the lekeach to be the one to make the tanai, because he's doing it for his own benefit. But it's the wrong guy who's making the tanai. He's offering it. So amrit pitume mili bialmahu. That's why you're saying, look, if the guy who's not really standing to gain, he's the one who offers it, we can't take it too seriously. But elamas nisin tiktani, but that's not going to stem with the brisa that we just learned, because over here, if the lekech is voluntarily telling the meicher lekishiyu lecha ma'is achzer lecha, whenever you have the money to buy back the field, don't worry, I'm going to give it back to you, mutter, it's not considered ribis because it's not binding. To meicher hu deboy lasnui, because in that case, it's the meicher who ought to have made such a tanai, because it's to his benefit. But meicher le'asni, it's mashma, if the meicher wouldn't make such a tanai v'lekech kamasni, but rather it was the lekech who volunteered it. Well, according to you on Meimar, that's a reason to say it's not going to work. So v'amrina meishna reisha, meishna seifa, we said, what was the difference in the reisha seifa between the meicher and the lekech? V'amar rava seifa to amar le'midaite, because that was Rava's whole point. Since when the lekech says it, he's not saying it as a hard tanai, but he's saying it midaite. Like, it depends, but I'm open to it. So why don't we see from our brisa, not like you and Meimar, so, and now we fear ice, taima to amar le midaite. The reason why it's not going to be mechayev, because it's only midaite, because I'll decide then. Halo amar le midaite, but it sounds like if you're not going to say, I'll decide later, then le amrina patumi mili bialmahu. We're not going to say, like you and Meimar, that it's going to just be pitule mili, but fakir, it should be binding. Amar leam, a mamer says back to Ravashi, nasa kemand amar lemidaita itmar. No, you read it wrong. You were making it too literal. What Rava meant is that when the lekech makes the tznai, it's ki'ilu he's saying midaite. But in a chanami, according to Rava, it's really pitume, because it has to be the meicher who should have made such a tznai. Hahu shchiv meira. The cause of lagita devisu, a guy on his deathbed, right, would get to his wife. Right, he didn't want her to fall to yibum. He wanted her to be a grusha. Ingid the isnach. So when he gave her the get, he krecht. Right, he's divorcing his wife. So Amr le, amayka misnachas. His wife said to him, why are you giving such a krecht? I kiyamta didach ana. If you stay alive, I will be yours, dear. So Omer of Zvid, pitumi mili bialmahu. This that she said is not a binding thing. It sounds like she said, I'm only going to get divorced if you die, but I won't be if you live. But really, that was just pitumi mili bialma, because she was trying to be mafias him. This poor guy is about to die, so she wanted him to feel more comfortable. And let's say it wouldn't have been the Svar Pitume Mili. Who is she to make any tanai here at all? Bidida Kaima Lemishte Tana Begita? Can she go ahead and make a tanai in the get? Bidide Kaima Lemishte Tana. It's all up to him. He's the one who gives the get Balkarcha. It's not up to her. The Gemara Ma'u de Tema, who gufe adaita dida ka gomer v'yav gita. After he hears what she says, he himself would want to give the get alpi her tanai. Kamash Mon Rizvit is telling us that it's not because it's only pitume mili anyway. And now we start the sugya of asmachta. The Mishnah said, hilvo al sadeu. Somebody lends somebody else money using the field essentially as a mashkin. He's telling the leiva, if you don't pay me within this amount of time, I'm keeping this field. And the halach is, if the leiva doesn't pay, itake is his field. So mervuna b'shas matan mois. If this arrangement was made at the time when the loan was initially done, kana hakoil. So then the malva gets to have the field, just like they made the agreement. And that's even if the field is worth more than the loan, because it is not considered an asmach. La'achr matan mois. But if the agreement to give him the field was made after the money was already given, then le'kana el keneged mois. If the malva doesn't get anything, unless he made a tanai that he's going to get a part of the field that corresponds to the money that he lent. Because Lamaisa, the leiva already has the cash now. He already got the money. So why should he now agree to give up his own field, especially since it's worth more than the actual loan? If he is maskim, he's only doing it because he's trying to convince the malva that I'm definitely going to pay you back. So that is classic asmachta. He's doing it on the conditional event, and therefore it's not going to be mechayev him. But if he is only mechayev himself to give up only the part of the field that's equal to the value of the debt, so then in a chanami, that would be mechayev him. Rav Nachman, Omar, afilu l'achermat mois kana hakol. Even if that agreement took place after the money was already lent, the malva gets to have the whole field, just like they promised each other. And Rav Nachman, we mask him that normally asmachta is going to be loikanya, but he holds that this hischaivus of the loiva is done with a full heart, and therefore it's mechayev him. Ovid Rav Nachman uvda gabe reish galusa kishmaitse. He paskin like himself, meaning that the malva got the whole field in a case of the loiva's not paying. And Rav Nachman made a shtar that said that the malva gets to have the whole field. Kare Rabbi Huda l'shtari. Rabbi Huda, when he saw such a shtar, he tore it up. Amar le reish galusa, said the Reish Galusa center of Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda kar l'shtarach. Rabbi Yehuda tore up your shtar. Amalei Rav Nachman said, dar deka kare. What, was a child who tore it up? Gavar Rabba kare. It was the great choshev Rabbi Yehuda. Chos be time of a kare. He must have seen something wrong, which was a reason to tear it up. Or Ikidamri, some say the Rav Nachman said it a little differently. Amalei Rav Nachman said to the Reish Galusa, dar deka kare. It was a child who tore it up. Dekuli amal gabi didi bedina dar deki ninu. Because everybody klape me, legabi these halachas, blibes like a child. Very different kind of response. Hadur Omer of Nachman. And afterwards, Rav Nachman said, afilu b'shas matan mois. Even if that agreement to give up the field was done b'shas matan mois, like kind of like klum, blibes like an asmachta. Eisvei Ravel or Rav Nachman, im iata naisenli mikan viad sholoshonim. If a malva says to a leva, if you don't pay me within 3 years, hare hi shali, the whole field is going to be mine, then he doesn't pay, hare hi shali. So you see from this Mishnah that it is going to work. It is binding. Omar Leir of Nachman said, ani Omer asmachta kanya, umanyumi Omar asmachta loikanya. And Manyumi convinced me to be chayzer on my shita. So therefore, if you got a problem with the Mishnah, take it up with him, not me. So ulam and yumi kashim as nisan. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Lamaisa, why is the chi of mechayev the loiva if it's an asmachta? So ibay yisem am as nisan rabbi yisihi. To amar asmachta kanya. So that's one way to take care of it. He holds asmachta will work. Turning over to Amud Beis. Or ibay yisem ad. To amar li kinimi achshav. The loiva told the malva, it's going to be from now. If I don't pay the debt within those shalashanim, the haknot takes place right now. So it's not asmachta because he's being kind it right now. Just totally on an event that's going to happen in 3 years from now. More about asmachta. Yanuka Markashisha Bnei Derav Chizdel or Avashi. They apparently had the same name, and one was called Yanuka, one was called Kashisha, one was older, one was younger. Hochi Yomer Nardoy Mishmei Derav Nachman Hayasmachta Lagabi Dine Asmachta Bizmane Kanya. At its prescribed time, it's going to be Kanya, but if it's not at its prescribed time, it's not going to be Kanya. So what does that mean? Must be what Rav Nachman is saying is that the Malva only gets that Sade if the Leva hasn't paid off the loan by that agreed upon date. So it sounds like Rav Nachman is saying this before he was Chayzer about his Shita of Asmachta, and that Asmachta is Kanya. So Omru Lahu, call Midi Bizmane Kani and Beloy Zmane Laikani. Everything is totally on the agreed upon specified Zman that they made. So what's the point of what Rav Nachman is saying? Lagabe Hilchas Asmachta. So Dr. Ravashi, Dilma Hochi Kamri said, this is what was meant to say B'Shem Rav Nachman. Ashkeche Begoizmane for Omru Laikane. Let's say a leiva who had agreed to give up his field if he doesn't pay by a certain day, he meets up with the malva at that time and says, okay, you can have the field. Mashma, he doesn't plan on paying the loan on time, so knei. At that point, the malva does get the field. Busser's mane, but let's say that leiva meets up with the malva after the time when they agreed upon v'omer le knei, and that's when he says you get to have the field. Loikani, he doesn't get it. My time, because machmas kisuvu deka omer le. He's embarrassed because he can't pay up the Malva. So he's trying to push him off by telling him this thing about the field. But he didn't really mean to give up the field. But the Gemara says, V'loihi, da'afil begoizmani, even if the Leiva said this within the agreed upon time, nami leikani, it still is not going to work. Why? Because v'hai dekamer leikni, kosover ki motes mani v'loilesi letaradun. When the time that I have to pay it back, let him come and bother me then. But of course I'm not advancing and giving up my field earlier than I need to. Omarav, papa, haya, smachta zimnin kanya v'zimnin leikanya. Sometimes a smachta will work and sometimes it won't. What's it going to be telling? Ashkechei to koshasi shikra. Let's say on the date when it's time to pay out the loan, the Malva sees that the Leiva is sitting at the bar having a beer and he's not busy running around trying to get the money to pay for his field. So at that point, the Malva says, all right, clearly he's not going to be giving me the cash and therefore I get to have the field. To come hapechazuze. If, however, on the date it's due, the Leiva is running around trying to scramble to get funds and his actions indicate that he is planning on paying back, then like honey, then you don't get the field. Omelir vachame difti l'ravina dima lifachuche pachte koshosi. Maybe the reason he's drinking is not a riot that he wants to give up the field. Maybe it's because he doesn't have the cash right now and he's dealing with his anguish and his tsar by hitting the bottle. Or inami inishachrina asmechezuze. Or maybe he's drinking but he's not concerned because somebody else promised to give him the money already and he's not worried about it. But either way, it's not a riot from the fact that he's sitting at the bar. So elo amaravina ikopid bidme. If on the day that the money is due, the Leiva is being very makbid about the cost of his other things. In other words, he's selling other stuff, and it's clear that his focus is on raising money. Then vadaikani. Then the Malva does get the field because it's a raya from how the Leiva is acting that he's willing to give up on this property. The fact that he's not willing and being makbid about his other metaltalin means he's not interested in redeeming his field by the other Malva. Omer le'ravachem ediftil ravina. Maybe dil masaver. I can give you a different reason why he's being very makbid on the price of his metaltalin. He doesn't want his land to become devalued because if people look and say, oh, this guy is short on cash, they're going to be able to give him a cheaper price for his land. It'll go down in value. El Omer of Papa, he cupped Ba'ara. If when the money is due, he's being very particular about land, he's not willing to sell any land, and Vadaikani, then the Malva can certainly take his field because his hakpada about other property is clearly a raya to his haskama on selling that field that was given. The Omer of Papa, Afal Gavd Omer Rabbon, and Achmachta Loikanya, but Apaitiki, Haviel Amigba Mimne. Still, the field is concerned about Apaitiki that you can collect from. So it's not because of the Asmachta, it's because there's an Apaitiki. Omer Le Ravuna Breder of Nosen Le Rav Papa, Mika Omer Le Kanya Le Guvaina. Did the Leva tell the Malva that you can use this for collecting it as Alsen Apaitiki? Why should it work if the Leva never agreed to that outright? So Omer Le Marzucha Breder of Murray Le Ravina, V'i Omer Kani Le Migba Mine Kani. And let's say the Leva did say that you can collect from it. Would the Malva be allowed to do that? Saif Saif Asmachta Hi, Vasmachta Le Kanya, El Apaitiki de Kamer of Papa Mahi. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Omer Le Lo Yehe Lecha Pirayin El Mizu. This is how you have to collect the money for the chayv, even within the 3 years. So it's right away being given over for this purpose. And then everybody's masking that you can collect from there. All right, we're going to stop by this Hahu Gavra. Pick it up in Mirtz Hashem with Sunday's Daf.